Today I'm presenting Alpenhorn, the first system for bootstrapping secure communication without leaking metadata. Let's start with a motivating example, whistleblowing on the NSA. Here we have Alice, an agent at the NSA, and Bob, a journalist at the New York Times. Alice wants to chat with Bob about something illegal that her boss is doing, but if the NSA catches Alice chatting with Bob, then she might lose her job, or worse, be arrested and sent to jail. In order to communicate, Alice and Bob need a private text messaging system with the following properties. First, the system must provide content privacy, meaning no one should be able to figure out what Alice told Bob. But this is insufficient to keep Alice out of jail. The system must also provide metadata privacy, meaning no one can figure out if Alice even talked to Bob. Finally, the system must provide forward secrecy, meaning that Alice and Bob retain their privacy even if their computers later get compromised. And this is important because Bob is eventually going to want to publish an article in the New York Times about what he learns from Alice. At that point, the NSA could subpoena Bob's laptop, steal his private key, and try and decrypt all past messages. We assume a powerful adversary like the NSA, which means we assume that the adversary can monitor, block, delay, or inject traffic on any network link. We assume that the adversary can compromise all but one server in the system, meaning the system operates in the antitrust threat model. On the other hand, we assume that the adversary will not arrest Alice just for connecting to Alpenhorn. In particular, we assume that there's a lot of users using the system and just connecting to it is not suspicious. We also assume that the adversary has not compromised Alice's and Bob's hardware and software in advance. The state of the art in private messaging systems is Pung, which was just presented, and Vuvuzela, which I presented at SOSP last year. There's also ongoing projects like Pond and Ricochet. These systems enable users to communicate without revealing who they're talking to. However, before two users can exchange messages through these systems, they need to establish an encrypted connection. A major limitation of these systems is that in order to establish a connection, users must exchange keys out of band. This makes it really difficult to actually use these systems. Alpenhorn enables users to establish an encrypted connection without out-of-band key exchange. So the contribution to this work is Alpenhorn, the first system for bootstrapping private communication that protects metadata and has forward secrecy. As part of this work, we developed two new cryptographic constructions. First is AnyTrust IBE, which encrypts messages without having to do key lookups. And the second is the QEL construction, which supports efficient session establishment using shared secrets and Bloom filters. We're not going to talk about the QEL in this talk, but you can read more about it in our paper. Finally, we developed a prototype implementation of Alpenhorn that supports 10 million users on commodity servers. So here's the outline of our talk. We'll start by talking about how we'll start about the key exchange problem, which answers the question, how does Alice obtain Bob's public key? Then after Alice has obtained the key, how does she notify Bob that she wants to communicate? Third, we'll talk about how we scale the system to 10 million users. And finally, we'll end with a security analysis and performance evaluation. So let's start by looking at the key exchange problem. How does Alice obtain Bob's public key? The scenario is that Alice wants to encrypt a message to Bob. Bob has a public key and private key as shown on the slide. In order to encrypt the message, Alice needs Bob's public key, but she can't ask him for the key directly because that would reveal who she is talking to. One strawman solution is to have users publish their keys in some sort of key directory server. Then Alice can look up Bob's public key and get the key. However, this is problematic because if this server becomes compromised, then the server knows who Alice is trying to communicate with. Another strawman is to have Alice fetch the entire database of users' keys from the server, or to use PIR to do the key lookup. Unfortunately, these solutions perform poorly as we approach millions of users. Furthermore, if we want to guarantee forward secrecy, Alice needs to download the database or perform a PIR query every time the user's keys change. So instead, what if the server had some master key that that Alice could use to derive Bob's public key locally. Bob's public key could be derived from the master key and Bob's username. Then Alice's query to the server does not reveal who she's communicating with, and this key is and the key is small and efficient to send over the network. Luckily, there's a cryptographic primitive that lets us take this approach, called identity-based encryption, or IBE for short. One caveat with this scheme is that the server must generate the private key for each user. For this reason, the server is known as the private key generator, or PKG for short. This means that if the PKG gets compromised, it can generate the private key for any user and thus decrypt all the messages. To solve this problem, we developed AnyTrust IBE. In this scheme, we use multiple independent PKG servers, each with their own master public and private key pair. Alice computes multiple public keys for Bob, and Bob obtains his private keys, one from each PKG server. Then, to encrypt a message to Bob, Alice encrypts using the sum of Bob's public keys, and Bob can decrypt the corresponding ciphertext using the sum of his private keys. We have a proof that this scheme works and is secure in an extended technical report of our paper. The scheme operates in the AnyTrust model, which means that only one PKG has to be honest in order to ensure secrecy of the message. Furthermore, another nice property of this scheme is that combining these keys is really efficient. This means we can run many PKG servers in order to increase security. The PKG server needs to authenticate users in order to give them their private key. The way we do this in Alpenhorn is by having users register an account on the PKG server and log in with their password to obtain their private key. There's a lot of interesting issues here, like how do we identify users, which we discuss in our paper. So now that Alice has a way to obtain Bob's public key without leaking metadata, how does Alice tell Bob that she wants to communicate? To notify Bob that Alice wants to chat, she creates this message that says, "Hey Bob, it's Alice, can we chat?" Then she encrypts it using Bob's AnyTrust IBE key that we saw from before. But she can't send this message directly to Bob because that would reveal who she is talking to. So instead, she broadcasts this message to the world. One problem with this approach is that if Alice is the only person broadcasting, then everyone can tell when Alice is trying to communicate. So we solve this problem by using cover traffic. This means that all users broadcast the message all the time, even if they don't want to chat with anyone. Furthermore, we run the system in rounds to really make sure that the timing of the messages does not leak who we're talking to. So someone will announce that it's round K, and then all the users will broadcast the message for that round. Now, Bob is going to receive a bunch of IBE ciphertexts from all the users every round. He's going to try to decrypt these ciphertexts using the private keys that he obtains from the PKG servers. Now, most of the decryptions will fail because most of the messages are not intended for Bob. But eventually, he'll decrypt the message that was sent to him by Alice. Now, Bob knows that Alice wants to communicate, and he can respond accordingly. So far, we've done a good job at hiding metadata and distributing trust. So what can the adversary do? Well, it can try to steal Bob's private keys to decrypt the ciphertext. To prevent this, Bob can delete his private keys at the end of the round. But the adversary can still compromise the PKG servers to regenerate Bob's private key. However, if one honest PKG server, say PKG2, deletes its private key, then there's no way for Bob's private key to be regenerated by the adversary. Thus, the adversary can't recover the message. Next, let's talk about how we scale this system to 10 million users. The problem is that broadcasting has high client bandwidth cost. In particular, each of these IBE ciphertexts is around 300 bytes. So if we wish to support 10 million users, Bob needs to download 3 gigabytes worth of messages each round. The first solution to addressing this problem is to reduce bandwidth using a mixnet. Instead of broadcasting, we use a differentially private mixnet, which is an idea borrowed from our paper last year. This reduces the client bandwidth to 8 megabytes per round. And there are some interesting challenges here, like how we efficiently generate noise for our AnyTrust IBE scheme. And you can read more about that in our paper. The second solution to reducing bandwidth is to separate the protocols for key exchange and notification. In particular, Alpenhorn provides two protocols. First is the add friend protocol, which is used to do the key exchange step with a new person that you've never communicated with before. This protocol uses 8 megabytes of bandwidth per round and runs every 3 hours. It's okay to run it infrequently because this protocol only needs to be run once between pairs of users. We also provide the dialing protocol, which is used to notify users that you wish to communicate and establish a connection. This protocol uses 300 kilobytes per round and runs every 5 minutes. So let's try and understand how these two protocols fit together by looking at Alpenhorn's high-level architecture. Here we have a user who interacts with her chat application, and the chat application imports the Alpenhorn client library. The library provides each user with an address book of friends. The address book has an entry with a shared secret for each user that Alice has added as a friend. From the address book, Alice can add a friend, which runs the add friend protocol, or she can call a friend, which runs the dialing protocol. These protocols use the Alpenhorn servers, which consist of the PKG servers that we just saw and the MixNet servers. And all of these servers operate in the AnyTrust threat model. So let's do a little demo to see how this all fits together. Okay, so here I have a Vuvuzela client running in my terminal that's been integrated with Alpenhorn. I'm going to try to establish a connection to Nikolai, who's sitting in the audience and also running the Vuvuzela client. To start, I'll add him as a friend. So our clients have never communicated before, and in particular, we've never exchanged any sort of key material out of band. All I need to know is Nikolai's email address in order to establish a connection. So hopefully he accepts my friend request. All right, great. So he accepted the friend request, and now I can see what's in my address book. Okay, so I see an entry for Nikolai in my address book, and next to his username is a shared secret that we have. And Alpenhorn, behind the scenes, is continuously rotating this shared secret. So if I take the slash list command again, we can see that the secret has changed. And it's rotating this secret forward for forward secrecy. So now I can try and establish a connection with Nikolai by running the call command. And this is using the dialing protocol in the background. All right, so now we've established an encrypted connection, and we can start chatting. All right. So this gives you a sense of how easy it is to use Alpenhorn to bootstrap communication. All right, so let's look at the security analysis and performance evaluation. So our first goal was metadata privacy. So why does Alpenhorn achieve this goal? Well, first, there's no direct communication between users. All messages between users happen through a differentially private mixnet. Second, all the messages are sent according to a fixed timing due to covered traffic and rounds. Each round, the user sends one ciphertext encrypted with AnyTrust IBE. If one of the PKG servers is honest, then the ciphertext reveals nothing to the adversary. And the proof of this is in our technical report. Our second goal was forward secrecy. Every message that the user sends in the system is encrypted with a fresh per round key. At the end of each round, every user deletes their per round keys. At least one PKG server deletes its per round master private key. Therefore, the user private keys cannot be regenerated. Thus, the adversary cannot recover any messages in the system. We implemented Alpenhorn in 10,000 lines of Go code. The implementation is available as a library, which means any sort of chat application can start using it. We've integrated it with Vuvuzela and with Pond, and the source code will be available soon on GitHub. In our performance evaluation, we want to answer the following questions. Can Alpenhorn support a large number of users? How much client bandwidth does Alpenhorn use? And our paper has a much more detailed evaluation. For now, let's look at one series of experiments that we ran, where we varied the number of users using the system from 10,000 to 10 million. On the x-axis, we have the latency for add friend requests. We tried this with multiple servers, and each of these servers ran a PKG server and a mix server. They're all 36-core machines running on Amazon EC2. So in the worst case, with 10 servers and 10 million users, we can perform an add friend round every 10 minutes. We actually suggest running the add friend round every 3 hours, so the system scales well to 10 million users. So if we run the add friend round every 3 hours and the dialing round every 5 minutes, then the clients end up using 10 gigabytes per month of client bandwidth with 10 million users using the system. This is perfectly manageable for a laptop connection. So in conclusion, we built Alpenhorn, the first session establishment system with strong metadata privacy and forward secrecy. It addresses the open problem of bootstrapping private communication and private messaging systems. It scales to 10 million users, and you can follow our work by visiting vuvuzela.io. Thanks.
Jeff Canning, Harvey Mudd College. Am I correct that the client bandwidth scales linearly with the number of users?
It does not. So it's actually, behind the scenes, there's this mailbox scheme that keeps the client bandwidth constant. So the servers behind the scenes create more mailboxes as the number of users increases. So I think one thing I didn't show in the talk is that users are actually communicating through mailboxes that are designated to them.
So if we're going to 100 million users, it's still 10 gigs a month.
The client bandwidth would stay the same, yeah.
Okay, thank you.